Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, Ebony and Isaiah.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just very excited. It's the new year. I think what better way to start the new year off than to have and be a part of your own television series? And that is the case with the two of you. You're the two of the principal stars of the upcoming new show on OWN, The Kings of Napa. So what a great gift for you guys for the new year. So how is that registering with you?
It's I couldn't think of a better way to start the year. I mean that to have this show premiering right out of the gate for 2022 is very, very exciting.
I agree. I second that. I was actually talking to my cousin about that the other day. I was saying, you know, it's weird. January 1st isn't feeling like the start of the year to me. She's like, that's because your new year is going to be January 11th. And she's right. Like, I really feel like now we're launching into the year with the launch of our show.
Well, yeah, and to further speak of January 11th, that is the big premiere, world premiere of The Kings of Napa on OWN again. So everybody check the listings for their city for the exact time. I know I only have a few minutes, but I got to ask you this. What exactly were you doing this time last year? Of course, we were all, you know, a part of the lockdown, but what exactly were the two of you doing this time last year?
This time last year, I was pretty much what I do every year. You're sort of easing into the year. You're lining up things for later, or you're hearing about different projects and things like that, and that was pretty much all in the works. What's different about this year is that there is no easing into it. We're hitting it with a bang and starting everything right off the bat, which is very exciting. And the great thing is that you got a lot of other things to come, but I'm very excited about this show premiering and being one of the first out of the gate.
Okay. And Ebony, what were you doing about this time last year?
Similar to Isaiah, you know, it was a slow start to the year. January, end of January through the end of March is pilot season in our industry. So every January I'm not already on a show, I'm just sort of getting my mind right for that. And okay, it's been the holidays, but now it's going to be a slew of work and auditions. And I was just getting in the mind space for that. So it's nice this year to be in a celebratory mood, and not so much a grind, you know, hustle mood. It's amazing to look a year later and say, oh, wow, now we're out with a bang, as opposed to sort of burrowing in.
Absolutely. Now, of course, the title kind of speaks for itself, The Kings of Napa. And so did you guys shoot the show on an actual vineyard in Napa Valley, or is that just set good set decorations?
Well, we shot the show, I mean, the vineyard scenes we did shoot on a vineyard, but we work in Canada. So we were actually in Niagara, which is, you know, their wine country.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was just absolutely stunning. It was amazing to get to shoot on a real vineyard, because then you can get the true scope of what it means to own that much land and to be responsible for that much production. So we were really, really lucky to shoot on an actual vineyard, but we were not in Napa Valley, California, unfortunately.
Well, it certainly looks like it. So, you know, the production people did an excellent job, so the location scouts and such. So, okay, so tell me, well, with the time we have left, Isaiah, your character is, you star as Reginald King. Ebony, you star as August King. So whoever wants to go first, tell us a little bit about your characters.
Well, I play the patriarch of the King family, and I've sort of brought myself up by the bootstraps, and I'm a surgeon, but I have this winery that is very, very successful that my children run. But there's a little bit of conflict as some of my secrets come out. It affects how they deal with one another and how they do business. And that is some of the drama that is driving the show. But my character, he's very grounded, very at ease in his work and in himself. And when I look at it, I say it's good to see, you know, an African-American playing a role like that, because it's something we don't see that much of.
Most definitely so, yeah. And Ebony, who is Miss August King?
August King is a millennial woman who is passionate about her family business, about her role in the family business, and about their legacy as a whole. When we meet her at the start of the series, you know, she doesn't have everything figured out, but she's happy where she is in her career, and she's happy where she is in her life, her friendships, et cetera. And then with the events that happen in the pilot and the secrets that we learn about my dad, she's sort of challenged to step up as more of a leader in the family and in the business. And, you know, all the things that come with that, settling conflict or, you know, making decisions that maybe everybody doesn't love, but she feels, you know, is the right way to go. We see her deal with those things, and she grows from, you know, a young woman who's on a bright path, but she grows into really a true leader, a true king, if you will, as the series goes on.
And my final question, of course, this has to be the most important question. Did any of the you cast members, did you get to sample any of the vino, any of the wine there, or what?
You know, people always ask that. Sorry, you go ahead, Isaiah. You take away.
No, but I was going to say, we sampled some, you know, within reason, because we still had to shoot the show, so you couldn't get too carried away.
Oh, yeah.
But we sampled a lot of wines and got a great knowledge on wine, and it was enjoyable. I mean, it's one of the best jobs I've ever had.
I bet. Well, again, the world premiere is January 11th on the OWN Network, the Kings of Napa, and we've been enjoying looking at the promos that OWN has done such a great job with promoting the series, the upcoming series. So thank you to both of you for chatting, giving us some backstory. I had no idea you would have shot this in Canada. I love this backstory stuff. So anyway, thank you both, and we will see you on January 11th in the Kings of Napa.
See you on the 11th.
Okay, take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.